This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Talks on a huge coronavirus relief measure resumed on Saturday, focused on restoring a newly expired supplemental unemployment benefit, fresh payments to most Americans, and hundreds of billions of dollars in other relief. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
We're not close yet, but it was a productive discussion.
Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi met for 3 hours Saturday with Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows.
We had a serious discussion and we went down piece by piece and saw where each side is at.
President Trump has expressed willingness to extend the $600 per week supplemental unemployment benefit that expired Friday, but is balking at demands like food stamp increases, assistance to renters and homeowners, and aid for state and local governments.
We'll do halfway. Doesn't work when people need homes and need jobs and need housing.
Schumer says staff will continue working through the weekend, and more meetings are planned for Monday. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Tropical storm Isaias continues to churn its way towards the Florida coast, with residents warned to be ready to evacuate or lose power as the storm gains strength. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said there is a voluntary evacuation near Palm Beach, and if residents choose to stay, they should be prepared.
Palm Beach and north of there, you should have 7 days of food, water, and medicine. You very well may experience power outages, so just be prepared for that.
Authorities in North Carolina ordered the evacuation of Ocracoke Island, which was slammed by last year's Hurricane Dorian. Isaias's approach comes amid the coronavirus pandemic, and Florida was forced to close several outdoor testing sites. This is VOA News.